Thank you very much. So, as the Secretary said, my name is Nick Bray. I work for the Geneva Centre and I work on the urban project. I'm here to discuss the humanitarian response within the urban context. We know that over the past decade, there has been an increase in the number of crises occurring in the urban context. And humanitarian responders are still learning how to operate effectively in this environment. It has been suggested that the humanitarian sector requires a cultural shift in order to learn the importance of understanding the context, to take into account the complexity of the urban environment, the systems and the range of stakeholders. This is also the situation for the mine action sector. It could even be argued that the mine action operations in the urban context are more complicated due to the complexity, diversity, and explosive ordnance present. I'm now going to talk about the GICHD urban research project. It's with these issues in mind that the urban project was established, recognizing that there was a need for the mine action sector to understand this new operating environment. Based on the research thus far, which has included a stakeholder workshop which was held in Erbil in Iraq with mine action sectors operators working inside Iraq and Syria that took place in May 2018. People attended were from the United Nations, the local governments, commercial and humanitarian actors. There was also an assessment of the MENA region with the mine action stakeholders that took place in July of 2018. Most importantly, a five-week field mission into Syria and Iraq to visit mine action operators, which took place in November of 2018. I'm now going to talk of some of the key findings from that assessment. Primarily, relatively few operators were fully engaged in urban clearance. Due to the barriers involved in terms of skills, training, equipment, and development of procedures, organizations are finding entry into the urban context challenging. In some cases, prefer to focus more in the urban in the rural environments to which they're more accustomed. There's a lack of standardization and common criteria and terminology. Many organizations were using existing land release terms to report on operations. The reporting needs to be mindful of the extent to which the outputs can be directly compared with more traditional mine action operations. But this is not necessarily appropriate for the operations that are actually taking place in order to release buildings and urban infrastructure. Data collection and information management. Data collection through surveys is a critical component of urban operations. Operators have recognized that the personnel conducting the surveys in the urban setting may require additional technical skills, such as the recognition of IED component parts and groundside awareness. The finding from the urban project has already fed into the development of the new international mine action standards, and we are now aiming to use this learning to develop further best practice documentation that will assist in the implementation of the new standards and procedures at a national level. Thank you very much.